What it is, everybody. Welcome to episode 28 of Fish and Connoisseur Movie. My name's David Pether, but you can call me Fish. He's not actually even in the country at the moment, but he still is my favorite sack of shit.
Hello, Mick Cruz McDuff. I'm on a boat right now, drinking some alcohol on a boat right now, drinking some alcohol. I actually only have 2 days left on my boat, so I'm a little sad, I'm imagining. Or I'm having a shit time. And the weather's horrible, and I'm, like, nearly dying, so I'm probably really keen to go home, you know?
Just want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're probably having a blinder of a time, I can imagine.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Well, because you're not here, we can't review the films that have come out this week.
It's true.
This week, we would have... Would it be Big Eyes and Home?
Yes.
Would that be out this week?
Yes.
And Insurgent. Oh, that's... Damn it. I really would have liked to have spoken about Insurgent.
I haven't.
I fucking hated Divergent.
I never saw it, so...
Probably a good thing. If I hated it, you would have loathed it.
Jesus.
So, with this episode, we're going to be talking about films that are upcoming, ones that we're looking forward to. More of a preview episode, because we haven't seen the films that have come out this week to review, so sorry about that.
Sozzy!
Well, let's start from next week. Next week, we've got the next Disney live-action film based off their old fucking fairy tales, Cinderella.
Cinderella.
What are we thinking about Cinderella? I haven't really seen much about this.
I don't know. I haven't seen much either. I don't know what to think.
I will tell you this, though. I'm probably more interested in this than I was Maleficent. I didn't really like Maleficent.
What is with them doing this, like, live-action reboot of everything, by the way? It seems a bit strange.
I don't know. And it seems to be, like, the princesses as well, so...
I don't really have an interest in these sort of things. Like, I don't know why. I just don't. Like, Cinderella, this does not look appealing to me at all, watching this. Maybe because it's live action, you know, and I think a lot of the charm from those Disney films was that it was an animated cartoon.
Yeah, you're right. I do have a bit of an interest in this Cinderella, just to see where they go with a live action version of it. And being Disney, you know, it'll look pretty. I don't know. I don't really have much to say about it though. So let's
move on. We'll have a lot of movies to get through, so I'm sure we'll be fine. Get Hard.
Get Hard. Yeah, Get Hard, I'm pretty keen for. I think it looks pretty funny. What are you thinking?
This is definitely your sort of movie. Every time I look at it, I'm like, David's going to love this. Like, I feel that... I don't know. I just feel like you will like it. It's just your sort of... Your comedy, you know, that sort of American humor.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Look, I'm pretty nonchalant about this as well. Just because, you know, these sort of comedies come out all the time. So... I don't, like, if it's, whether it'll be good or not is one thing. I definitely think it'll hit all the notes you expect it to.
Yeah.
Because Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's pretty much the funniest bloke we have around in the States at the moment. Yeah. Or the most popular anyway. So, yeah.
Well, that's kind of my big, the draw card in itself is just them two together. Like, I can't wait to see... The most whitest comedy go up against the most blackest comedy,
yeah.
If you know what I mean. I think that's going to be fucking really cool.
Two different humors against it,
yeah.
Against each other, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like Rush Hour all over again, but with a white
guy. Fuck Rush Hour was good.
Yeah, Rush Hour is fantastic. Chris Tucker needs to do more shit. I really like that guy.
He's awesome.
I did see his stand-up a few years ago, and he was fucking hilarious.
Oh, really?
He didn't even need to really say anything. He just yelled. He was just like, "What's wrong with you? Oh my God!" You know, and I'm like, "Ah, he's funny."
He's funny.
Well, on the 2nd of April, we have Furious 7.
Yes, the next one in the franchise.
Yeah, and this is the one where Paul Walker passed away during the filming.
And he's his brother.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. The trailer for this looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
They really stepped up the Fast and Furious movies from probably 5 onwards.
Yeah, well, they gradually got more insane.
Yeah,
like they, yeah. It never, it wasn't just a huge jump. because you can kind of, it happens ever so, a little bit each time. I think Tokyo Drift is the only one that really takes it aback because it's just so fucking just out of nowhere. Number five, because number four was like a gritty cop film, from what I recall. It's like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I can barely remember.
Paul Walker. Yeah, it was really weird. And then number five was a heist film. And number five was fucking cool.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Oh, man.
I think number five is probably my favorite of the bunch. Then number six was really good as well. But you're completely right. Like, the first one was just such a, like, a set in reality. Yeah. You know, like, it was like a real street racing movie, which was really, really cool. I actually haven't seen Too Fast. I really liked Tokyo Drift.
Too Fast and Furious was good.
Yeah, I've got it. I own it. I've just never watched it. I should watch it before Fast Furious 7 comes out.
There's no Vin Diesel. It's just Paul Walker.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I really like Paul Walker. I remember not liking number four very much, and being kind of like, well, this is done. And then they just blew my mind with number five. And I think in part it was, you know, bringing The Rock in.
Yeah, for sure.
He definitely has a presence in the film.
Well, they had all these characters that are from the other ones, and they, I don't know, just perfect chemistry. Like, look, these aren't films that I'm like, I'm not sitting here going, oh my God, I'm so excited, but I'll definitely watch it. Like, to me, the Fast and Furious films are what the Expendables wanted to be, which was this franchise that could go on for ages. You could have new characters, you have this crazy story and these crazy action pieces, but people love it and they spend heaps of money on it, and all they want to do is just keep seeing these films over and over and these wacky fun films. But Fast and Furious have found that line of like semi-decent storytelling and fun action sequences, and they just fucking hit it perfectly. Like, the plots are never anything crash hot, but they just have awesome characters with great chemistry on screen, so it doesn't matter. You know, you've got all these fun characters, so it all just comes together. Fast Five was that film. I was like, fuck, this is fun. Like, this is a fun film.
I think I've seen Fast Five like three times in cinemas. I was just so blown away by it. Like, and it is. It's just the fact that it's just fun. And you're completely right. This is exactly what the Expendables should be. And it's not.
Yeah.
I like the over-the-topness of it all. Like, even in the trailer for Furious 7, where Paul Walker's, like, fallen off the edge of the cliff, and they do that, like, that chick does, like, the drift and grabs onto the back of it. I was like, it's so ridiculous, but so great. fucking cool at the same time.
There's that bit in Fast... Is it Fast 6?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Hold on, where are you going with it first?
I just can't remember what it's called.
Fast and Furious. I think it was just Fast and Furious 6.
It's the where The Rock calls one of the dudes, and he's in his phone as Samoan Thor. As much as like, just resides with me so much. I'm like, fuck, that's funny.
And there was even I can't remember number six as much as I remember number five, but I do remember there was this outrageous bit where Vin Diesel like jumps
across a fucking bridge,
freeway, like, and I remember being in the cinema, and half of the people were like, oh, and half of them were like, fuck yeah, you know, like, so, and I was definitely on the fuck yeah,
and the fucking runway bit.
Oh, that was cool. God. I liked that. Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
All right. Well, what about SpongeBob movie? I know we sort of hinted on this one back when we first started the fucking podcast, like all those weeks ago, and it's only just coming out on the 2nd of April, which I remember I was quite excited for. I really like SpongeBob, and I like the real world looked at it, but I remember you not being all that keen for it. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, well, I didn't like that. It should just stay a cartoon. Nothing ever just stays a cartoon, and I am sad because I wanted it to be real bad. Really.
It could, yeah. I do agree with you, though. Like, it doesn't really need to go real world, but it takes me back to... I don't know if you ever saw that Simpsons episode where Homer comes into the real world.
Yes.
And And I remember that just being really cool and like this really like as a kid thinking, wow, that's fucking amazing. Yeah, imagine.
I was the same. Like, holy fuck, imagine if they made The Simpsons like in the real world. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I think a bit of that stuck with me for this SpongeBob thing. So it looks fucking funny. Like I was laughing through the trailer, so I'm pretty keen for that one.
I was really upset, actually. It's just to backtrack when that bit happens in The Simpsons and the episode ends, and I was like,
oh. "Is that it?
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah, upset.
I want more of exactly. this. Exactly. Yeah. Well, what about Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
Meh.
Did you like the first one?
I did.
I loved the first but this, one. I loved the
but
first
this one,
one,
it's been out. Like, I remember seeing this trailer like 2 years ago. This movie has been out for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't even remember a trailer.
I'm just gonna, mind my typing. I'm just going to look it up because I swear to God, man, this movie was released.
I think it only got released in the States last year. So, I don't know. I don't quote me on that. But to be honest, at first I was a bit pissed off that John Cusack wasn't in it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But Adam Scott is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He is a really funny guy. So like it might almost be an upgrade. So I don't know. It'll be hard for it to capture the magic that the first one got. But I'm pretty keen for it. Like I said, I was a big fan of the first one. I'm also a big fan of, and you're probably going to highly disagree with me with this one, Mall Cop.
Yeah.
The original Mall Cop, Paul Blart Mall Cop. I fucking loved. I put it in that Adam Sandler category of the, you know, it's just a, because it was from that Happy Madison, and it's just a charming, fun, family-friendly movie that I really liked.
Mall Cop 1 was good fun. I remember liking that when I was like 13.
Yeah, you did like it?
Yeah.
So I'm actually really excited that they're making a Mall Cop 2, which is coming out on the 16th of April.
Yeah.
So pretty excited for that
the
one.
Next week, I think, would be Age of Ultron.
Oh, for sure. Well, that's probably one of my most anticipated films of the year, just because I really, really like the first Avengers, and I'm excited to see where this goes, but I'm also a little worried.
Why are you worried?
I don't know. I just the Marvel movies have just got, you know, with besides Guardians, like, they're all pretty, like, yeah, they're cool, but, like, I don't need to keep watching them sort of.
I was like thinking the same thing. I was really not keen for Age of Ultron. I think I've spoken about it before, but I'm just kind of like, I was so meh about it. Like, I was like, okay, like, whatever. Just because it didn't seem too special at all, to be honest. Like, it just did not seem to anything. Right. And then I saw the third trailer. So I watched the trailer, the third one, and it kind of sold it for me a little bit.
Like, I did like the first one, I don't know if I've seen the third one. I remember being excited about it. And I have to remind myself because, like post-Avengers 1, every Marvel film that came out, besides Guardians, I was kind of like, this is just, like, the in-between stuff before the Avengers. Yeah. You know, like, it's like, I feel like they're never going to go anywhere really big with anything until
Avengers.
The next Avengers. Yeah. So, with that in mind, that's really exciting. And we know that that's going to, you know, take shit to the next level. So, I definitely know. I'm almost, like, when it comes out on the 23rd of April, I'm just going to lose my shit, I'm sure. I'll probably do a midnight screening or something like that. And I'm sure that'll be the movie of that week.
Yeah, for sure.
For us to review. So that'll be a good one. Then from there,
Pitch Perfect 2?
Yeah, I was going to say Pitch Perfect 2. I'm pretty...
I love Pitch Perfect. It's so cool. It's such a cool movie. Fuck anyone who says anything else. You can all fuck off.
Well, you only just watched that again not too long
ago. Yeah, Pitch Perfect's fun as hell. It's funny. I like Pitch Perfect. I don't fucking fuck you guys.
Well, how are you feeling about the second one? Are you excited?
I hope it's like that same sort of funny as the first one. Like, that's the only reason the movie's good is because it's entertaining to watch. Like, it's funny, but I hope it keeps it, doesn't try too hard or do anything too ridiculous, because like it's not, it's just dumb fun, and I liked it so much, you know. And it's good for, like, I don't know, it's, I think it's good for girls in a way, like it's, you know, you've got a lot of female protagonists in a film that are all really empowered and like they're there to sing and have fun with each other, and it's about female bonding. And I mean, there's lots of male bonding films, and it's good to see a good female bonding film. I liked it a lot.
The one thing I find funny about these sort of films, it's the same with like your Step Ups and all those dancing ones, is they make these things seem so cool. Like they make a cappella seem so, cool. Like I think a cappella is cool, but like in a general, like if somebody in general was just having like a little a cappella off like that, I think you'd have like a split, you know, like grouping of people who'd be like mild, like interested and be like, what the fuck is going on? And then other people being like, why are they doing this? Like in real life, like, is it, you know, like it's, it, but in this world, it's just like the normal thing and it's just so cool. That's like, I like that though. I think that's cool. I'd like to see those characters get explored a little bit more as well. Cause I think they set up some pretty decent, characters in the first one. Even they're not like anything special, but I think they could, they have a chance now with the second one to get a bit further into them. So I'd really like to have some fun with that. Yeah. Well, I think after that, Mad Max Fury Road is probably shit. I'm looking forward to that.
I haven't even seen the other ones. This one just looks so fucking cool.
Yeah. What? Actually, I've only seen the first one, I think, and that's probably not a good thing for me to say, but I, whoops.
Welcome to my world of never seeing a fucking movie we talk about. Mad Max looks so good. Looks so fucking good.
And it's really cool that they've, like, George Miller has come back to do it.
Yeah.
I think we talk about this, you know, direct a few weeks ago, but, you know, he was the director of the first three Mad Max movies. And Happy Feet. he was originally going to do the Justice League movie as well. So he's a pretty big dog. Good Australian pride there too, you know. And then there's Spy, which is Paul Feig's new movie, which, like, I have, again, Melissa McCarthy films. They're a bit of a guilty pleasure for me. I quite enjoyed Tammy. Not many people did, but I just find her hilarious. So I'll watch anything that she's in. But I'm not really sure about this one.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest.
I feel like I've seen this before. Like even Kingsman kind of did this better, which I'm sure will be better. But I think it'll be a good laugh. I think it's cool that Jason Statham's in it. And I do really like Paul Feig as a director. Like, Bridesmaids was fantastic.
Bridesmaids was really good.
The Rock's new film, San Andreas, on the 28th of May. The movie that was shot on the Gold Coast.
Yeah!
Which, I didn't get any work on. That's awesome. But that was really cool. The Rock was around the Gold Coast for a while, and that's, you know, like, I really like The Rock. What's your standing on The Rock? I think we spoke about this. It's good to see like a big man, like especially a wrestler with some
charm,
you know, charisma. Yeah, so it's he when Arnie sort of fell off the way and went to politics and all that sort of shit. Welcome to the Jungle.
Shit. I love Welcome to the Jungle.
Like even in that film, there was kind of like a passing of the torch scene where Arnie just walks past The Rock and's like, "Have fun."
Really.
Yeah, right at the start, he's walking out of the club that The Rock's going in to beat up the football players, The Rock just kind of looks at him. Yeah, so it was really cool. Was that an actual passing of the
torch? Was that what it was there for?
I'm assuming it is.
That's brilliant. I never actually knew that.
Everybody sort of says. Yeah, check it out. Like that, and that movie stands up as well. That's
a fun movie.
That was director Peter Berg as well, who directed that Friday Night Lights.
Oh, cool.
Who were the one that came to Townsville that we discussed last week. Fucking weird. But really cool. Really cool. And this San Andreas looks really good. I actually met the director when they were, filming. I went to the Gold Coast Film Festival and had a little chat with him. So he was a really cool dude and gave some like, you know, pretty good pointers on being a director and all that sort of thing. He did like a little panel for budding filmmakers.
That's cool as hell.
Really cool. So really looking forward to that one. Actually, the trailer looks pretty cool. It looks like just a good old disaster movie.
It does. It does. Which are fun.
I'm actually always down for that. Yeah. That Tomorrowland, I don't really know much about it, but apparently it's going to be quite good.
Saw a trailer. Looks okay.
You have seen a trailer?
Yeah, it looks alright.
What's it about? Like, can you...
Oh, well, this girl, like, finds a fucking thing with a T on it, like a little badge, and every time she touches it, like, takes her into the future until she lets go of it. It's really weird. The trailer didn't really explain much. Pretty much, George Clooney is like a genius who knows how to get to the future, and he takes this girl with him to save the future or something. But, like, it looks okay. It didn't look spectacular. I wasn't watching it like, wow, it actually looks pretty generic in a lot of regards. Like, it's just this sci-fi future film about them trying to save the world. But I'm like, all right, we'll give it a go. Let's see where we go from here.
Yeah, right. Well, it's interesting because it's based off a section of Disneyland. There's a big section in Disneyland called Tomorrowland, which is all like your sci-fi sort of rides. It has this awesome roller coaster called Space Mountain. So whereas, you know, you got your Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion, which were based off rides, this one's like a whole land. So I'm interested to see. Yeah, I'm interested to see how that ties in. What have we got here, Connor McDuff? On the 4th of June, Insidious Chapter 3.
No.
I think it's time that we reviewed a horror film.
No, we've also got Entourage coming out, and I'm a huge fan of the show, so I feel like we should do that instead. Cool, done. Done. I've never seen Entourage in my life.
You've never... Well, we'll cross that bridge.
I don't want to watch Insidious.
I am a huge fan of the Insidious 1 and 2. I think they're probably two of the best horror films of the last few years. And this one I'm not as excited about because it doesn't have the same director. It the writer of the first two, and he actually acts in them as well. Lee Whannell is directing this one. As his feature debut by the looks of it. I know you don't, and that's why we're going to do it.
Is that the one with the doll, Annabelle? Is that Insidious?
No, that's The Conjuring.
I don't want to watch this either, so...
Yeah, I thought Insidious was scarier than The Conjuring myself.
Oh, great!
So, yeah.
I don't want to fucking watch it! Ugh!
All right, but we'll make up for it in the next week with Jurassic World.
My God.
Holy shit, I cannot fucking wait. This is my most anticipated movie of the year. Like, Jurassic Park, as I've brought up a lot of times, right? The first Jurassic Park is my favorite film. The Jurassic Park trilogy, I just fucking adore. The third one it's okay, but it's, you know, it's still a Jurassic Park movie, so I love it. But I can't wait. I think it's so cool. I'm so excited for it to actually be a fully functioning theme park for a change, and the dynamics of that. I think it's just going to be so much fun. And Chris Pratt's in it, so there you go.
Yeah, no, it looks like fun. It looks like a Jurassic Park film.
And then Inside Out, the Pixar film that we discussed. Times. Yeah, really, really excited for that. I think that looks like one of the better Pixar films, and it being an original idea as well is kind of exciting. And it's not like, you know, Cars 2 or Monsters University. It's a whole new thing, and the idea behind it looks really cool with you know, the film set inside a little girl's head where all the emotions are kind of going at each other.
I'm pretty sure Inside Out was meant to come out last year because there was no Pixar film last year, and there's two coming out this year.
What's the second one?
The Good Dinosaur.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about that one.
I don't know that.
And then we've got a Minions movie.
Yeah, that's okay.
Which, fucking cool, because they're definitely the best part about Despicable Me.
Yeah.
And without them, it's just like another, you know... Who makes those? Is it Blue Sky Studios? Or was that DreamWorks?
DreamWorks. I'm looking at if Steve Carell is in Minions.
Okay.
I just want to find out. Steve Carell in Minions. Ah, oh, he won't be. No.
Right. Okay. So it'll just all be like banana
the whole way through it.
Yeah. No, really excited for that. Ted 2, I'm pretty excited too. I think Seth MacFarlane needs to come back to something that he does well, and Ted was a really good film. I didn't really like A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
It's good to see Mark Wahlberg coming back. I always like him. A bit weird that I don't... Because I don't think Mila Kunis is in it this one.
No, she was pregnant at the time. She would love. She said she'd love to, but she was busy having a kid. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So that's reasoning. It wasn't like a fall.
No. Just being pregnant and shit.
Yeah. Right. Terminator Genesis.
Oof, I'm not.
Another one that I'm fucking really excited.
I'm not. I don't even.
I just think that trailer looked fantastic. I think it's like, it probably won't be as cool as I'm hoping that it'll be. But
from the director of Thor, The Dark World. No. No.
I did not realize
don't
that.
Don't fucking
that
say be. That to people. That's not how you make friends, okay?
Oh, my
Fuck
God.
Fuck Thor. God damn.
Magic Mike.
Yeah, Magic Mike's coming out. XXL. Yeah, never see the first one, but I like Channing Tatum, so might have to give a little look-see and hate myself.
Have you seen the trailer to this one?
Yeah, looks pretty funny.
Fucking hell, he's dancing at the start when he's grinding shit and just starts doing that weird robot moves and stuff. Fucking hell, that looks so cool.
He's
like, you know, like I have seen Magic Mike 1 and it was quite good. But it's one of those things that it's like, oh, I don't really want to go around telling people that I've seen these films. And I'm actually looking forward to Magic Mike XXL because it's such a bachelorette party fucking movie. It's clearly made for chicks. And like any dude who goes to see it is kind of like, really, man? What the hell?
Yeah.
But it's like, like Magic Mike 1 was actually really good. And it's like I said, the trailer to this looks fun. So
yeah. Ant-Man's next, 16th of July.
Ant-Man. What are your thoughts on Ant-Man? I don't think we've really spoke about Ant-Man.
We kind of have a bit. I'm not too keen because Edgar Wright isn't directing, to be honest.
That's right. No, we have.
I don't really care about... But yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't really care about... like superhero films anymore. Like you said, they're just this, it's just bland. It's just all white noise now. But
yeah,
when I heard Edgar Wright was directing, I was like, holy fuck. Like, oh my God. Oh, and now he's not directing
it.
And I'm like, fuck's sake. Like, I don't.
It would have been so cool if he did do it. I am interested to see where they go with it. Like it, like when Edgar Wright was involved, it was like, oh, this is going to be cool because it's going to be in the Marvel universe, but it's kind of going to have that Guardians of the Galaxy just shake it up a little bit and do something different with it. Bringing on a director like Peyton Reed, who did, well, Yes Man by the looks of this, it will be funny probably. It'll probably be a nice...
Yeah.
But generic film, like you say, it'll be I hope it isn't. With someone like Paul Rudd in the lead for a superhero film, I'm definitely interested for that. But I don't know. I'll have to hold my judgment until it comes.
The next
out.
Superhero film, the next big one's Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I actually saw the trailer to that the other day, and everyone seems to be ragging on it, but I'm pretty.
Looks gritty.
Yeah, I didn't mind the way it looked. I'm kind of excited to see where it goes because I did not like the original Fantastic Four movies.
So is it made by... Is it a Marvel film?
No, this one is Fox.
Ah, well...
I think it's... So Fox still owns X-Men and Fantastic Four.
And Sony and Spider-Man.
Yeah. But apparently Spider-Man's going to be showing up in the Marvel universe now.
Civil War! Oh my God, I'm so excited. He's going to be in Civil War. And that's why I was asking, actually, because Civil War is the only one that I'm excited for. It's fucking Iron Man versus Captain America. And originally it was like all the superheroes that are against one another, you know, and Fantastic Four was in it. But now it's not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck. It's Fox.
Yeah, it's kind of, the X-Men and Fantastic Four are such big parts of the Marvel Universe. But, you know, saying that, I kind of didn't mind the way they were doing things. I liked that Spider-Man had its own sort of little universe that they were going to try and do. I like that the X-Men are their own thing. Because if you start to put too much in, it can get so complicated. And I get worried about that sometimes where they...
can, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. They're pretty smart filmmakers. I just want to rewind it quickly back to on the 30th of July. I'm just reading this Trainwreck is a Judd Apatow new film.
Fuck,
I love Judd. I haven't read anything about this, but I fucking love Judd Apatow, man. Like, he's probably one of my favorite directors.
It looks okay, that one. I've seen the trailer for it.
You have seen it? It looks all right. Is that Bill Hader?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. I'm definitely down for that. That's awesome.
She just sleeps around and then finds someone she actually likes.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, cool. There's a Mission Impossible 5 coming out on the 6th of August. All the Mission Impossible films have been pretty cool. I haven't seen
any of them.
You haven't? No. they're kind of like Tom Cruise's. Like, he goes back to do them when he's starting to struggle a little bit. The next film after that, Straight Outta Compton, is the story of NWA, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, DJ Yella, MC Ren.
Oh, it's a legit biopic.
Yeah, man. Fucking looks awesome. I cannot wait. I'm a huge NWA fan. And I, through my teenage years, I've rocked that shit like a motherfucker. And this actually looks pretty decent. I've seen the trailer to it. It looks really cool. The guy who's playing Ice Cube looks pretty legit. Excited about that.
Hitman Agent 47.
Yeah, we talked about that briefly. I haven't seen anything about this. I can't even remember who's playing it. But surely it can't be as bad as the original.
Yeah, it looks pretty silly. So.
I don't know how they fucked up a Hitman movie with Timothy Olyphant in it, because he's so cool. I don't know. This looks...
There's another one coming out called Pixels.
I'm just looking at that, a giant Pac-Man eating the San Francisco Bridge. What the fuck is this?
That looks brilliant.
Adam Sandler's in it.
And Peter Dinklage. And wow. Josh Gad. That looks all right.
This? What is this? When,
I know.
When 1980s era arcade game characters attack the United States, the country's military call up the finest video gamers, played by Adam Sandler, Peter Dinklage, and Josh Gad, to that repel the brilliant. Threat. Wow, how have I not heard of this? That looks great.
After that, we've got Pan.
Yeah, Pan looks pretty cool.
Pan looks cool. It's an origin story.
I originally, when the trailer came out for that, I wasn't all that excited. But now I've seen the trailer a few more times and I'm kind of down.
That's okay, yeah. After that, we've got the Maze Runner film coming out, 17th of... I never saw the first one.
Fuck, Maze Runner sucked.
Not interested. Neither of us are keen for that. Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. Ooh, 2nd of October, that one comes out.
It looks like there's a few. What's this, Spectre as well? Paranormal Activity, yeah, fuck yeah.
Spectre! Sorry.
Spectre. Daniel Craig.
It's 007.
Oh, duh.
It's a new fucking one.
Brain fart. Holy shit. Just looking at the picture there, it looks like a ghost or something.
What's this Spectre?
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like another horror film. And I'm like, that's cool. Duh. And then I'm like, oh, Daniel Craig and Skyfall. Oh, wow, that's really cool. They did James Bond. Oh, there's a James Bond film. Fucking dumbass. Yeah,
this is when all the fun movies come out here.
Yeah, this is looking good. We've got In the Heart of the Sea looks really cool. I like that. I think it's... Yeah, it's a Moby Dick movie. I really like that poster of it. It's got a giant... it's like a boat, and it's kind of zoomed out, top-down shot of this giant fish under the boat. Really, it looks really cool. Hunger Games, Mockingjay. That was on the 19th. Yep. Hopefully that'll
be better than the fucking first one.
Yeah, it's so funny because we really gave the first one a favorable review, but the more I think about it, the less I like it.
Yeah, well, I disliked it from the beginning pretty much. I gave it like a 3 or something. It is worth
a 3, which is pretty good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just worth a 3. It's average, but more importantly, people, the greatest movie of the year will be coming out on the 17th of December, 2015. Do you know what that movie is?
Something about The Force Awakening, I believe.
Star Wars Episode 7! Holy fucking shit. I can't help but be excited. Like, I just... I'm so fucking excited! Oh my god, more Star Wars!
Yeah, it's one of those movies that... Like, if you aren't excited for it, like, what is wrong with you? Like, there's no
fuck off out of my life.
Like, I'm not even, I wouldn't call myself, like, a Star Wars fan, but I am so fucking excited to see this film. Like, it looks really, really cool. And just, you know, they're finally going into new territory with this franchise, and bringing somebody like J.J. Abrams on it is just like, wow.
I'm so excited.
Oh. Yeah. It's going to be fucking awesome.
I'm looking at these other ones after this, and like, they're all just undated films.
Yeah, I don't think we really need to do that. We can finish on Star Wars.
On that's Star kind of Wars!
So my definite biggest ones that I'm looking forward to are Jurassic World, Terminator Genesis, and Star Wars. Probably then Avengers. There's a few, like you've got your Insidious 3 and Spectre. Spectre will be a good one. I kind of have fallen off the Hunger Games excitement rail. I'm sure I'll get excited as it comes, but I'm not all that excited for that one yet. What do you think? So you, Star Wars is definitely your biggest one.
That's pretty much the one I'm keen for. That is like, and Spectre.
Yeah. Are you a James Bond fan?
I am a James Bond fan, but I've only seen a couple of those films.
So. Yeah.
But I really liked Skyfall, so.
Skyfall was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
I actually really like Daniel Craig as James Bond. I think he's one of the better ones.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree completely, actually. He's probably the best actor out of the lot.
Mm. Pierce Brosnan was like my James Bond, because like, yeah, he was the golden eye James Bond. When I was growing up, he was James Bond. So I always think of him as James Bond. Everybody else... seems to be, you know, like Sean Connery. He's fantastic. Like, I've gone back and watched his ones and he's awesome. But I still kind of am Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig, just because they were released in my lifetime. So.
That's it.
All right. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be good. Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Terminator. It's going to be a good year for movies. Like, just looking through all this, we're going to have some good ones to talk about. And I'm excited to get into it. I suppose our next one will be Cinderella.
Yeah.
Is that what we've got on the 26th? Oh, no, there's Get Hard.
All right, Get Hard. That's it.
Let's do Get Hard.
Fuck Cinderella.
Yeah. Okay. Unless everybody wants us to do Cinderella. I'll leave that up to the viewers. If you post on our Facebook, I'm not going to.
They're going to make us watch fucking Cinderella. Don't.
No, but I'm not going to put this out to a vote like we normally do. I won't put it up like as an official thing. But if we get requests, this will be a testament to see how many people actually listen to our podcast and get to the end of them. If you request us to see Cinderella, post it on our Facebook and we'll do it. But as of now, we're going to do Get Hard next week, which will be fun because, like you were saying earlier, it's definitely my sort of movie. And you being your critical comedy self, it'll be interesting to see what you think of it.
That's it.
All right. Well, let's wrap this shit up and let you get back to your final days on your cruise.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. I've actually got another week.
What you figured out, you've got to actually got a week.
I've got a while, I think. I can't remember, actually. Wait, maybe I do.
You're just drunk as fuck, aren't you? But
wait, no, I've got 2 days. I've got 2 more days.
Okay.
Alrighty!
Alright, thanks, guys. Until
I can't hear you! It's too loud on the boat! I'm snorkeling! What's my snorkel sound? Play the music, David!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fish and Connoisseur a Movie. Fish and Connoisseur a Movie does not own any rights to any of the films mentioned in this episode, their marketing, or their soundtrack, and no infringement is intended. The track, The Imperial March, is performed by John Williams and the London Symphony Orchestra.